you got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Cause when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got whatever it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got whatever it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you, I do. You got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After a whirlwind Veep Stakes, Kamala Harris has picked Minnesota Governor Tim Walz as her VP pick. The military veteran, teacher, and coach also served in Congress and is now joining Harris on the Democratic ticket, both set to campaign across several states, beginning in Philadelphia. ABC News political director Rick Klein has more on Walz's appeal.
The Harris campaign knows that if you win in the upper Midwest, you almost certainly win the election. And the movement that we've seen in the battleground state polling and the 538 polling average just since Joe Biden left the race is substantial, and it's particularly pronounced in those upper Midwest states, in Wisconsin, in Michigan, in Pennsylvania.
GOP nominee Donald Trump criticized Harris for choosing Walz. Tropical storm Debbie trolling the southeast from Florida to Virginia today and still posing flooding threats for Savannah and Charleston. At least five people have died since Debbie made landfall in Florida. And stocks rebounding a bit today after a global sell-off. This is ABC News. In Bangladesh, an interim government being put in place following the hasty departure of the prime minister.
Although tensions remain, things are moving forward. Parliament has been dissolved, clearing the way for new elections to replace the longtime prime minister, resigned and fled the country following weeks of demonstrations that descended into violent unrest. Of immediate importance right now, finding an agreed interim leader. Student protest leaders would like to see Nobel Peace Prize laureate Muhammad Yunus head a temporary caretaker government. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
X closing its San Francisco office officially. Elon Musk reportedly shutting down the office was served as headquarters since 2012 when the company was known as Twitter. He recently said he wanted to move the main office to Texas. Employees in California will be able to relocate to San Jose and an office in Palo Alto, south of San Francisco. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
The smarter way to clean your floors. It's time to make the swap. Swift for Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop, Swiffer Power Mop.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, my son's teacher emailed his back-to-school list. He needs crayons and a comp book for every subject.
Okay, no problem. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back-to-school.
Oh, now they're saying he needs folders and glue.
You got it.
And markers?
Of course.
Oh, geez.
Can we get a cart, please?
Save big on back-to-school with Staples Hot Deals. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are only 50 cents each at Staples. Ends 8/24, in-store only, limit 10.
Imagine you're on a John Deere mower. The smooth ride lets you escape into your yard. Intuitive controls make you feel like you're one with the machine. And with attachments for every season, you can enjoy it all year long. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
It's time to make Tallgrass Short of Tractor Central. Save hundreds on select John Deere riding lawnmowers and zero turns. Offers end September 3rd. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright, beautiful, blue sky day today with mostly sunny skies and highs smack dab into those mid-70s. Winds a bit breezy, though, out of the northeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times. We stay clear and we drop crisp tonight to the upper 40s. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 68.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Raymond Newport. Utility crews are digging out after last night's storms rumbled through southern Wisconsin. At the height of the outages, some 4,000 people were without power in the Madison area. If power has not been restored yet, be sure to contact your local utility. $1 million cash bond for a state prison mental health inmate accused of fatally attacking another inmate. Ted Allen has more.
21-year-old Jamal Lipscomb allegedly kicked and stomped the head of his victim 40 times during the May attack at a picnic table in the courtyard of the Wisconsin Resource Center in Oshkosh. The victim died in June. Lipscomb says he was off his meds and was sleep-deprived at the time of the beating. He's charged with first-degree intentional homicide and will return to court in August for a preliminary hearing.
Get more news tips and more online at WRN.com. I'm Raymond Newport. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
You know Fleet Farm's got everything for everyday life. But did you also know we have the best prices guaranteed every day? Pet food, wild bird food, automotive, hunting, fishing, farming, you name it. All your everyday essentials, all at the best prices guaranteed. And if you happen to find a lower price elsewhere, we'll match it. Any day, every day. Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life at the best prices guaranteed.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com. Adam Super Service, your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center, Durand. Annabis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealer, Durand. And 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. Two people were injured in a single vehicle accident in the town of Hale Sunday. According to the Trempealeau County Sheriff's Department, 72-year-old George Wallner of Galesville was traveling on Highway 53 when he lost control of the vehicle and crashed. Both he and 73-year-old Jen Wallner had to be extricated from the vehicle and were taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Eau Claire will be the center of the political hub for the race for president tomorrow. Both Republican vice presidential pick J.D. Vance and Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris will be in town. Harris is scheduled to make a stop in Eau Claire with her new vice presidential pick. Vance is set to deliver a speech to the faithful in northwest Wisconsin. The dual visit is just the latest sign of how important Wisconsin will be in this year's election. The latest polls continue to show former President Trump with a slight lead over Kamala Harris in Wisconsin, but that lead is smaller than it was over President Biden. Don't be surprised to see a lot of people with telescopes in Fall Creek this weekend. The Beaver Creek Reserve has been named one of the best places in Wisconsin to see this weekend's meteor shower. The Perseid meteor shower will happen Saturday night. The Chippewa Valley Astronomical Society is hosting a watch party at the Hobbs Observatory starting at 9 p.m. People will be able to watch the shower and ask questions free of charge. The Perseid meteor shower happens every year around this time. This year's shower will peak next Monday. The Olmsted County Sheriff's Department will begin using a special vehicle to help catch distracted drivers. The Sheriff's Department unveiled its specially equipped Chevy Silverado yesterday. A lift kit and special tires were installed to give deputies a better view into other vehicles. Deputies will then call in a marked patrol car to make the traffic stop when a distracted driver is spotted. The Sheriff's Department says the vehicle was purchased thanks to a $78,000 traffic safety grant received in April. Wisconsin's public health managers are confirming the state's first case of West Nile virus. The State Department of Health Services yesterday said the virus has been found in a person in Washington County and a dead bird in Chippewa County. DHS says the person in Washington County is a blood donor and his West Nile case was caught in a blood scan, even though he never had any symptoms. West Nile virus is not uncommon in Wisconsin, and in fact, cases tend to peak in August and September as more people are out at dusk when mosquitoes are most active. You're listening to WRDN News.
Hello?
Sherry, guess what? I sold my house in 4 hours.
No way.
My realtor wanted to reduce the price, but I told her having fiber optics all the way to my home can increase the value by $5,000.
And?
I got my full price.
Wow.
Fiber optic broadband was a must-have for the buyers because they telecommute.
I need fiber optic broadband for our house.
You do. Just call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 715-231-2000.
There are better-known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote. We dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durant.
One person is dead after a one-vehicle accident in Barron County Friday. According to the Barron County Sheriff's Department, 28-year-old Zach Call of Chetek was traveling on 29th Street when he failed to stop for a stop sign, lost control of the vehicle, and crashed. Speed is believed to be a factor in that accident. Small Town, Big Heart is the theme for the 141st Pierce County Fair this Thursday through Sunday at the fairgrounds in Ellsworth. You'll be able to enjoy the great music of Johnny Cash with the Church of Cash on Thursday at 7 p.m. The truck and tractor pull is Friday at 8. Senior Day is on Sunday. Season passes are still available for the discounted advance price of $13. You can find those on the Pierce County website, at the Pierce County Fair Office, and select businesses around Pierce County. Add Altoona Schools to the list of school districts in Wisconsin with Narcan available at their school buildings. Altoona Schools are installing overdose aid kits ahead of the return to school this fall. The kits will go in at Altoona High School, the middle and intermediate school, and the city's elementary school. State Senator Jesse James says the idea is to be prepared just in case someone needs overdose medications. The Overdose Response Network is helping to bring the kits to Altoona. The network has already installed 720 kits at schools around Wisconsin and is adding more each year. Nearly 150 people are out of work at a wood products company as it closed some locations last week. Beast Forest Products Group closed three locations August 2nd with 1 day warning to employees and the state. The owners of the company, Huffman Family of Products, told the Department of Workforce Development that a downturn in the industry forced the closures. The closures affected the mills in Goodman, Rice Lake, and Mattoon. Tonight is National Night Out. The Durand Police Department will be holding their National Night Out tonight, starting at 5 o'clock at the Bauer Sports Complex in Durand. The Buffalo County Sheriff's Department also holding a National Night Out tonight. That event will be held at Galesville High School. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Let the hometown guys at Adams Super Service keep your vehicle's maintenance up to date. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you will see what your vehicle needs, along with a detailed inspection texted directly to you. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Minnesota State Fair will feature some new rides this year. Visitors will be able to ride the Kraken, which is described as a pendulum that sends riders to a height of nearly 150 feet. Also new this year is the Defender, which spins riders like a giant propeller. Both rides are part of the fair's Mighty Midway. The fair's historic Space Tower will also be open again this year. The attraction had to shut down last year after 4 days due to wiring issues. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A bright, beautiful, blue sky day today with mostly sunny skies and highs smack dab into those mid-70s. Winds a bit breezy, though, out of the northeast, gusting up to 20 miles per hour at times. We stay clear and we drop crisp tonight to the upper 40s. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 68.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code SAVE, or text SAVE to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code SAVE.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text SAVE to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
The Packers back to work today after a couple of days off. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They're coming off their family night practice at Lambeau Field on Saturday. Packers releasing fourth-string quarterback Jacob Eason yesterday, making room for tight end Tucker Kraft, who was removed from the PUP list. Kraft had been rehabbing a pectoral muscle injury. He said he's looking forward to leading blocks for new running back Josh Jacobs.
I think the run game, I got some really strong hands. I think I could be at the point of attack in a kick out, throw me in motion to take on larger guys in the run game. I think pass pro wise, once I get my hands on somebody, I can stay in really good body position, my hat and hands and feet.
Football Badgers continue week two of fall training camp at UW-Platteville today. The Badgers were in the receiving votes category with the release of the college football coaches poll yesterday. Badgers checked in at number 34. They were picked to finish seventh in the Big Ten and will open the season August 30th against Western Michigan. Brewers also off yesterday. They'll open a three-game series in Atlanta against the Braves tonight. They start the day in first place in the National League Central, six games up on the Pirates and Cardinals. The White Sox continue to make history by losing their 21st straight game last night, falling 5-1 to Oakland. It means the Sox have now matched the 1988 Orioles for the longest losing streak in American League history. Rice Lake's Kenny Bednarik finished seventh in the 100 meters, but still has his eyes set on gold. The reigning Olympic silver medalist in the 200 meters ran his round one heat in 19.96 seconds on Monday, advancing to the Wednesday semifinals. Simone Biles has added a silver medal to her collection as she wraps up her time at the Paris Olympics. She finished behind Brazil's Rebeca Andrade in the women's floor exercise final on Monday. The U.S. adding eight more medals at the Paris Olympics on Monday. Team USA now up to 79 total, 21 gold. China's second with 53. France is 48. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/TC17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Larson is showing well on the track, even during the Olympic break. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Former NASCAR Cup Series champion Kyle Larson spent some of the 2-week break on vacation with his family, but spent last weekend back on the racetrack and in victory lane. Larson swept both nights of the Federated Auto Parts Ironman weekend at the I-55 Raceway in Missouri for the World of Outlaws Sprint Car Series. He raced from 21st to the win on night number one, the deepest a winner has started in 11 years on the series, while he won night number two from the 12th starting spot. He'll be back behind the wheel this weekend, and not just his NASCAR Cup Series car in Richmond, but he is also set to compete in the Knoxville Nationals on Saturday night at the Knoxville Raceway in Iowa, a race Larson won a year ago. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Why did the chicken cross the road? I know the answer. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Learn how to keep your chickens away from the road and why they're attracted to it in the first place as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of successful farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
drive a rural road every day to work. I pass by a small farm with free-ranging chickens, and quite often at least one of the birds is right on the edge of the road. I would feel really bad if I hit one or cause an accident by swerving to avoid it. Why do chickens cross the road? David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says it's actually the gravel on and along the roadside that the chickens are drawn to. They like to pick at pebbles in the gravel that help with digestion and also dust themselves in it.
Make sure you have a place for them to dust and pick around in gravel. Make sure you provide them with the calcite and everything in a designated place away from the road so they'll have less of a tendency to want to go out there.
How far your chickens wander also depends on the breed and how docile they are. Some are more likely to stick around the coop than others, but Frame says, hands down, fencing is the best way to keep chickens away from the road.
And this could be just as easy as chain link. That will usually keep most chickens in. 4 foot is the minimum I would recommend on busy roadways or where your chickens are close to roadways, and that's at least go up to 6 foot chain link fence in there.
Frame says electric fencing can be used as a temporary option, and it also works well in deterring raccoons and other predators. Around the chicken coop, he recommends penning them in with half-inch galvanized hardware cloth. Locate the coop as far away from the road as you can and condition the birds to stay close to it. If they know this is where the shelter, food, and water is, they may not be as tempted to wander. Find more tips to keep your chickens from crossing the road at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Don't miss Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, held August 13th through the 15th, hosted in Chippewa County at Close Farms and the Country Fest Grounds. This popular annual event showcases the latest advancements in farming technology. Farm Tech Days offers hands-on experiences, educational opportunities, and access to cutting-edge equipment and solutions in the farm industry. We hope you can join us for 3 days of exhibits, family fun, and food trucks, August 13th through the 15th. Advance tickets can be purchased at wifarmtechdays.com.
Markets on the American Ag Network. I'm Paul Bougie. We're joined now by Arlen Suderman, Chief Commodities Economist at StoneX. Arlen, let's start the time with a look at the grain markets. How are we looking today?
We're mixed at this hour as we talk. Soybeans are really taking a hit today, down double digits. We've seen strength there the last several days in the midst of weakness in the outside markets, but it's catching up today as we're seeing farmers selling on both sides of the equator, both in Brazil, here in the United States. States on the recent price strength in Brazil, aided by also a sharp decrease in its currency yesterday, at least initially, that helped give boost their actual cash prices that they received when they adjust for currency after selling off the Chicago market. Corn being held up a little bit by wheat as well. Overall, these markets chopping around. We've seen stability come back in the outside markets, at least for now. That's allowing the grain and oilseed markets to trade a little bit more of the supply and demand fundamentals, kind of balancing out the fact that farmers selling ahead of the anticipation of a big crop against the response to StoneX's production estimates of corn and soybeans, which came in a little bit below what the market had been fearing.
Before we go from there over to the livestock trade, how are things going over there?
In the protein sector, we're stabilizing things. We saw sharp losses the previous couple sessions with the big sell-off in the stock market. We still have those lingering economic concerns that are weighing on the cattle market. Traders worry about whether the consumer will be there to pay for these higher cuts of meat. And so the funds had the big length and ownership in the cattle market are still kind of getting rid of some of that. In the hog market, they had already done that. And so we're seeing a little bit more strength there as we see the product market hold up a little bit longer this year seasonally than what was anticipated. So hogs holding up, cattle under some mixed pressure.
Then when we go out of there, how do things look in the outside markets and stocks from things?
Stocks bouncing for today, a portion of what they've lost in recent days. We are seeing some calm come back. We still have a lot of the carry trades to unwind with that were against the yen. That's been the biggest part of what started this that resulted in the panic on Wall Street when Japan surprisingly increased their interest rates by the most in about 15 years, moving interest rates positive for the first time in 8 years. Crude oil today keeps bouncing back and forth between worrying about declining global demand and rising geopolitical risks in the Middle East. With the stock market rising, we're seeing the latter kind of take the precedent right now with crude oil prices about 1% higher.
Thank you very much, Arlen. Once again, that's Arlen Suderman from StoneX for the American Ag Network. I'm Paul Bougie.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. One farm state senator wants the presidential candidates to talk about trade policies. We'll explain coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
How does the issue of trade factor into the presidential race? Senator Tammy Duckworth of Illinois talks about what she wants to hear from both candidates.
Well, I would like to see them talking more about how we can increase trade and increase the trade rules in a way that benefits American producers. I'll give you an example. You know, there were problems with NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Area, a lot of jobs moved to Mexico when NAFTA happened. I don't often support President Trump, but under President Trump, we negotiated and passed successfully USMCA, which updated NAFTA with protections for U.S. jobs, but also required, you know, basic environmental and labor rights in these other countries. And I think we should do something like that with the TPP, you know, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and find a way to upgrade that so that we don't allow the PRC, the Communist Chinese government, to elbow their way into greater, even greater trade and elbow us out of that trade internationally. So I'd like to hear more from the presidential candidates on both sides about what they're going to do to increase trade and increase investments in the U.S.
As for China and trade-related issues, Duckworth says she wants both candidates to speak more on that topic.
I want to see aggressive talk about what we're going to do with international organizations to force China to adhere to basic international trade agreements. You know, the world trade, we've brought cases up against them. One example is with steel manufacturing in Granite City, Illinois. You know, we have a steel manufacturer there. The Chinese dump steel in the U.S. They can produce steel much cheaper than we do here because they don't have to pay electric bills. The Chinese government actually says, hey, steel mill, you don't have to pay your electrical bill. We'll just provide that free of charge. That's an unfair trade competition. That's dumping. That's, you know, and so I want to see more talk about what we're going to do internationally to hold the PRC accountable for their use of slave labor, their use of their, you know, destroying the environment, what they're doing in terms of increasing the use of coal-fired power plants, what they're doing also with just, you know, really bad trade policies and holding them accountable and pulling together, not just the U.S., but the European community as well.
Duckworth just returned from a trip to Vietnam to talk trade earlier in July. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America, presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. Wisconsin had 5.1 days suitable for fieldwork for the week ending August 4th. That, according to USDA. Corn silking was at 72%. That was 1 day behind both last year and the five-year average. Corn in the dough stage reached 24%. Corn condition was rated at 61% good to excellent. Now, 81% of the soybean crop was blooming. Soybean conditions were at 60% good to excellent. Oat coloring was at 91%, and 45% of the oat for grain had been harvested. Oat condition remained at 79% good to excellent. Winter wheat harvested for grain, 86% complete. Second cutting of alfalfa, 92% complete. Third cutting at 48% complete. And potato harvest was at 48% complete. Cropland cash rent paid to Wisconsin landlords in 2024 averaged $162 an acre, according to USDA. Non-irrigated cropland rent averaged $158 an acre, $7 above last year. Irrigated cropland rent averaged at $257 an acre. That was $11 below 2023. Pasture rented for cash averaged $41 an acre, $3.50 above the previous year. Now, Wisconsin's farm real estate value, a measurement of the value of all land and buildings on farms, averaged $6,120 an acre in 2024. That was unchanged from last year's value. The Congressional Budget Office released an official cost estimate of the House Agriculture Committee's farm bill and said it's $33 billion over budget and fails to pay for a large increase in crop subsidies. House Agriculture Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson said if the CBO doesn't change its mind, he'll rely instead on the House Budget Committee to overrule the CBO. The CBO cost estimate released last Friday creates a large obstacle to passing a farm bill that Congress is already 10 months late in passing. The House bill will increase commodity supports by $45 billion over 10 years, cut SNAP funding by $29 billion, and restrict USDA's use of the Commodity Credit Corporation funds for discretionary spending. Thompson says the proposed limitations on the $30 billion USDA reserve would save more than enough money to offset the expense of increasing the reference prices that trigger crop subsidy payments by 15%. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is reminding cattle producers to consult their tax attorneys regarding the Corporate Transparency Act as key deadlines approach at the end of the year. The act was passed by Congress in 2021 and requires companies to report beneficial ownership information to the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, a division of the U.S. Treasury. The legislation's goal is to reduce financial crimes, but the new mandate will impact farmers and ranchers whose operations have fewer than 20 employees and are structured as corporations like limited liability companies. Farmers and ranchers need to speak with their tax attorneys to make sure that they aren't in violation of the new law and to submit the necessary information to the network before the December 31st deadline. Failure to meet the deadline carries a fine of $500 per day and possible jail time. The National FFA organization has reached a record-breaking milestone of more than 1 million members. The current membership number is 1,027,273, up 8.6% from last year. National FFA, a nationally recognized school-based student leadership development organization, said states that have shown the largest membership percentage growth this past year are Utah, Florida, and Alaska. It's so exciting to watch this generation continue to find their place in agricultural education and FFA, said National FFA CEO Scott Stump. We know there are many opportunities in the field of agriculture, from being a leader in your community to filling the need in the talent pipeline in one of more than 350 careers in agriculture. The organization believes in the future of its members and is also seeing opportunities in the years ahead, he said. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America, because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Expect quiet weather for the week in our ag weather forecast. Cooler temperatures as well, as highs will be in the low to mid 70s. There is a rain chance on Wednesday evening, and the cooler temperatures will also keep relative humidity values above 40% to 50% this week. Sunshine throughout the day today, high 72 to 77, relative humidities at 47 to 52%, northeast winds at 5 to 10, 13 hours of sunshine. Tonight's clear, patchy fog late, lows 50 to 55, relative humidities at 95 to 100%, and a light wind. For Wednesday, partly sunny, high 72 to 77, relative humidities at 52 to 57%. Light winds becoming south at 5 to 8. We'll see about 6 hours of sunshine. For Thursday, partly sunny, a slight chance of a shower or storm, high 70 to 75. Friday, partly sunny, high 70 to 75. Saturday, sunshine, high 70 to 75. And for Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 75 to 80.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
What kind of fool do you think I am?
All he could think about was, I'm too young for this. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town and hanging out on the coast. Oh well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. Might as well kiss it all goodbye. There goes my life. Couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later. That mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleeve tight. Blue eyes and mountain curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, Dad. Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my life. There goes my life.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Somebody been shot, somebody's been abused, somebody blew up a building, somebody stole a car, somebody got away, somebody didn't get too far, yeah, they didn't get too far.
Grandpappy told my pappy back in my day, son, a man had to answer for the wicked that he done. Take all the rope in Texas, find a tall oak tree, round up all of them bad boys, hang them high in the street, for all the people to see.
That justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
Well,
when the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
We'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Too many gangsters doing dirty deeds.
Too much corruption and crime in the streets.
It's time the long arm of the law put a few more in the ground.
Send them all to their maker and he'll settle them down.
You can bet he'll settle them down. Cause justice is the one thing you should always find. You gotta saddle up your boys, you gotta draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Draw a hard line.
When the gun smoke settles, we'll sing a victory tune and we'll all meet back at the local saloon.
And we'll raise up our glasses against evil forces, singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses. Singing whiskey for my men, beer for my horses.
Outside of Dallas, I dropped my drink and she came walking by. By the time I got a grip, she slipped through my fingertips and left me with my big mouth open wide. I should have asked her faster, but I waited too long. In a red hot minute, like a flash, she was gone. I didn't get just what I deserve, as I watched him waltzing her right out the door. I should have asked her faster, but I waited too long. In a red hot minute, like a flash she was gone. I didn't get her number, I never got her name. A natural disaster, I should have asked her faster. Well, there she goes. Don't take no rocket scientist to figure out. When I go home, I'll be going there all alone. I should have asked her faster, but I waited too long. In a red hot minute, like a flash, she was gone. I didn't get her number, I never got her name. A natural disaster, I should have asked her faster. Disaster. I should have asked her faster.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM,
WRDN.
trouble all my day. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised,
the place where he was born.
Pleasure here on earth I find. For in this world I'm bound to ramble, I have no friends to help me now.
He has no friends to help me now.
Now I propose we drink a
toast and turn the lights down low. Put our faith